Welcome back into Sports Talk, the second half going until 8 p.m. this evening. Steve Geller along with Cullen Steele bringing you all the way. Happy to welcome in now Shukri Wright, Hub of Champions podcast on the Believe Network. How's it going, man?
Good afternoon, man. How's everybody doing today? Now that we're 24 hours away
yes,
from
indeed.
The start of the 2024 NFL season, like seriously, I'm fired up, man. Let's go. How are you guys doing?
We are definitely fired up too, man. We, you know, Saints fans around here have been clamoring. Can't wait for the start of things to kick off. A lot of question marks for the black and gold, but I think there's a lot of question marks for other teams around this league as well. When you look at the NFC South, though, Shukri, what's your take? I know the Atlanta Falcons, everybody seems to be their betting favorite right now to win the division, but is really Kirk Cousins that much of a difference maker for them?
That's a great question, and the reason why I say that is because, like, the NFC South was just so putrid last season that I go into this season and I say, well, if there's a team that I really would feel a lot more comfortable banking my head on, it's still the Buccaneers.
I'm with you, right?
I still think it's the Bucs because – right now, if you're telling me that you're having faith in the Carolina Panthers and their program and what they're doing with Bryce Young, I have a can of corn to sell you. Like, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. And if you're going to sit here and tell me that Kirk Cousins is going to be the biggest difference maker for the Atlanta Falcons, for them to potentially win the division, I'm sorry, Raheem Morris. I got bad news for you. Kirk Cousins, you're about to find out the hard way, is as good as a 1999 Oldsmobile. That's all he is, and that's all he's been throughout his career. Good enough to get to the playoffs, but not enough to get you over the hump. So if I'm looking at the Falcons, Saints, Panthers, and the Buccaneers in the division right now going into the season, I still think it's the Buccaneers' division to lose. I still like Baker Mayfield, especially after the year that he had last season, to still come on top in the NFC South.
Yeah, sadly, we've seen Tampa Bay on top of the division for back-to-back-to-back seasons now and hoping it's not a fourth straight year. But, yeah, for me, they would be the betting favorite for the division going into this season. Another lot of hype talk around this year going into the season in the NFC is around those Chicago Bears. Everybody, you know, hyped about Caleb Williams and some of the additions they've made to that offense as well. And while I think that the Bears should be and will be improved this year, I'm not so sold on them being a playoff contender just yet.
I don't think anybody should. I think anybody that has this belief that the Bears are going to be playoff contenders in the NFC, they pretty much are being sold a book of lies. And I'm sorry. Like, listen, I like Caleb Williams. I like the talent that he brings forth. Right now, if you tell me that Caleb Williams is the best quarterback that the Bears have ever had probably since the 1980s, yes, even better than Jay Cutler, I believe you. I wouldn't be upset with that statement at all. But this is a team, this is a franchise and an organization that has been in a rebuild now. They finally, what they hope to have is their quarterback. But I just think that they still have so many other areas that they need to address, that they need to absolutely make sure that they're going to be okay and making sure that they're going to be able to contend. I like what Caleb Williams is going to be able to do ultimately as a quarterback. I like DJ Moore a lot at the receiver position, but the reality is this. The Bears are still in the NFC North that I still believe it is the Detroit Lions or the Green Bay Packers division to win. The Bears, they're not even close to being on the same talent level that the Detroit Lions currently are at, and as well as the Green Bay Packers, which is why I say the Bears, I don't see them being a playoff team this year.
I'm right with you, Shukri, and I know you're in New England Patriots country, right?
Currently, yeah, I have been in New England for quite some time, but I'm right exactly this moment, I'm in Philadelphia, in the heart of Eagles Nation, unfortunately.
I got you. Looking at those New England Patriots, what's your take of this whole rebuild mode now for the Pats? You know, obviously the Bill Belichick era is over. Tom Brady's long gone. What is the feeling with that fan base there right now as they go through this rebuild?
That's a great question. Right now, they're expecting that this team would at least be somewhat competitive. Last year was such a train wreck for the New England Patriots as an organization, as a team in Belichick's final season as head coach there, that this year it was almost as if this organization was given a hungry lion a cracker to eat. Basically, you gave a starving animal like a little crumb. And that's what the Patriots did. They drafted the quarterback, what they hope will be their franchise quarterback in Drake May. But I'm still critical of the front office and Elliott Wolf asking, why didn't you do more to invest in the offensive line? And like, if you're going to draft a quarterback, and I'm not saying go out in free agency and spend all your money on offensive linemen, no. But you got to have at least something that is at least somewhat representable. There's a reason why Jacoby Brissett was brought to New England to start. He's 18-30 as a starter, but at the same time, they knew that if they put Drake May under center on Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals, that he would be basically out to lunch, no pun intended.
Right.
So it's almost as if that you say, hey, you know what? We're going to bring Jacoby Brissett. We know our offensive line is putrid, because that's exactly what it is. Then we're going to have to, do what we can, at least for the time being. But I think the feeling overall is that, yes, this is a rebuild, but there are some areas I feel like the Patriots could have and should have addressed just a bit more.
You mentioned the Philadelphia Eagles, so I'm going to jump back to the NFC and the NFC East. What's the feeling there right now just with, I know it seems like with the head coach Nick Sirianni, I've heard everything from, oh, the Eagles will go back to the Super Bowl this year to, oh my goodness, he could be the first coach ending up fired in this season, depending how things go. Obviously, last year, unbelievable collapse by the team, but what's the general feeling around the Eagles right now?
That's a phenomenal question, because like the Philadelphia Eagles right now, they are the most eyed team in the league right now, meaning that all eyes are on Philadelphia. This is a monstrous year for the Philadelphia organization from top to bottom. Howie Roseman on the hot seat. Don't forget about him now. Nick Sirianni on the hot seat, as well as Jalen Hurts, which is really hard to believe, because just 2 years ago, Jalen Hurts was the guy who just led the Philadelphia Eagles to the Super Bowl, where they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. Last year, they started off 10-1. Everything's going well. But there were still some signs early on in the season that there were some cracks in the foundation. Their secondary was a problem, and not in a good way. And they finally fell apart in the second half of that game against the San Francisco 49ers in the rematch of the 2022 NFC title game at the Link. So right now, the feeling around the Eagles is, can they get off to a good start? That's going to be the key, because when you look at just the first three games alone, I think they are going to have their test in terms of, can they handle early season adversity? They got the Packers on Friday night in Brazil,
right,
and then they come home for the official home opener against the Atlanta Falcons on Monday, September 16th, and they also have the road game on week three against the Saints in New Orleans, no less. So I do think that the Eagles, there's definitely going to be a great deal of pressure on this team, and as well as just overall expectations, because the NFC East and especially the NFC is going to be loaded this year.
Obviously, yeah, looking forward to Baltimore, Kansas City tomorrow, kicking off the season Thursday Night Football. But you mentioned right there that Friday game, Green Bay, Philadelphia in Brazil. What do you make of all the madness going, though, on in São Paulo? Supposedly they've told players now they don't want them leaving their hotel rooms because of the crime and, the nastiness in the area. It just seems ridiculous the NFL's even going there.
I'm actually surprised that they're even going to Brazil out of all countries. The reason, because of the concerns surrounding the crimes. And personally, the way I look at it is this. The NFL has been a multi-billion dollar cash cow. They'll play a game anywhere in the world, including, let's say, for example, Germany, which they've been doing, and people will still travel. They'll still fly. And for them to tell players and the teams that, hey, stay at your hotels, you can't go out into the streets and socialize or anything like that, to me, it takes away from what's supposed to be a very special trip to Brazil. This is the first ever NFL game being played in that country. So to me, I just feel as if because the NFL had to go to such lengths to tell teams to stay at their hotels, that it kind of waters down the experience just a little bit because you're not able to explore except the four walls in their hotels, respectively.
Yeah, just wild you hear, too, that's like, oh, you pick two green teams and they don't want them wearing green because of gang colors.
Oh, so it was just crazy.
I saw Philadelphia, at least, is wearing black and white for the game.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't think the uniforms look bad, but I just think that if the Eagles are going to, like, change their colors for one game, black and white, sure, but it's still tough, though. I'm still excited for the game, but it's really, tough in terms of just the overall optics and just making sure everything runs smoothly and safely for both teams.
Shukri Wrights, host of the Champions Podcast on the Believe Network. Definitely enjoyed talking ball with you, and hopefully get around to meeting up with you soon. You can follow him at Shukri Wrights on Twitter as well. Thank you for the time, man.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Appreciate it.